Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. My guest today is Stacy Kersevall, and she's a channeler, and she's the first channel that we've had on the show. So we're going to have a very fun time, including getting to get some readings from the group that she channels. But first, tonight's metaphysical musing. So here's Stacy, and she does something that most people would, who haven't experienced before, would consider kind of strange. So I thought I would talk a little bit about having expanded or extended senses. You know, people talk about having a sixth sense or multiple additional senses, but really what being, in quotation marks, psychic is about is having extensions of the senses that you already have. So if you think about a radio, if you've got an AM radio, in this day and age, you'll listen to, besides static and background noise, you'll listen to talk radio, which is basically gossip, and maybe country music or sports or other local programming. And it doesn't go very far. It's not very clear. It's got a lot of background noise and a lot of static. But if that's the only thing you know exists and your equipment only brings that in, you think that's everything that's available. Well, there's this wide range of electromagnetic frequencies that we make use of that allow you to get all kinds of other stuff. So if you have an FM stereo radio, you can get all kinds of music absolutely crystal clear. If you have a television, you can have pictures. If you listen to the police radio and the emergency bands, you'll find out what all the people that help us are doing and listen to all those calls. If you have the weather radio, you'll get announcements of what's going on with the weather. And on and on and on. There's all of this other stuff. And each of them requires a device that's tuned to that particular frequency of electromagnetic energy and that is designed to bring that in. So most people walking around in the world are listening to AM radio. They just hear what their ears hear in the physical world, that very small range of wavelengths. But there are people who hear a lot more than that. Now, where's that coming from? How does that work? Well, one of the things that I read not so long ago is that when they do brain studies of people who are having an auditory psychic experience, the part of the brain that is activated, that lights up in the equipment, is the exact same part of the brain that would light up if you were listening to a sound that was a normal sound. So the brain treats extended sensory information, being broadband, if you will, listening to other frequencies, exactly the same way as it treats listening to a sound. Interesting. So there are people who have expanded vision. They would be called clairvoyant, and they see things that other people don't see. Of course, if you happen to be a psychiatrist and you have one of those people and you don't have the extended sense, you would call that a visual hallucination. Well, not really. Part of my background is I spent 3 years training with two shamans in California. And one of my many, many strange jobs trying to make ends meet was I worked nights in a locked psych unit. So if you hang out at a psychiatric hospital, you're with a lot of people who are having conversations with their voices. Here's the thing. I was being trained as a shaman and a psychic, and I could see who they were talking to. There were really ghosts there having conversations with them. They were having a real experience. the people who were dangerously psychotic were talking to very different, more dangerous, darker entities who were telling them to do bad things. There were real conversations going on. Of course, I couldn't write that down in the nursing notes, but it was fascinating to see that there are people walking around, lots of people walking around with expanded senses, seeing and hearing and feeling, experiencing things that the other people who are quote-unquote normal, those on the AM band rather than broadband, are not experiencing at all. One of the most common psychic senses is being an empath. And empaths feel the and also have a sense of the emotion of the people around them. So somebody will walk by and they'll pick up all kinds of emotions. Well, a lot of people are empaths and don't know it. So whatever emotions are around them, they pick up and they start experiencing them, and they think that those emotions are their own, and they try and resolve them and make sense of them in their own body as if it was theirs, until they find somebody who can tell them, no, you're an empath, this is how this works. Always ask whether this, what you're feeling, is yours or it's from someone else, so you can sort it out. So there's a really wide range of extended sensory experiences that lots and lots of people are having. Almost all young children are broadband. They definitely will see things that adults don't see, usually ghosts, sometimes other things. They frequently hear things that adults don't see. So you have a little kid who's extremely psychic and two parents who are not at all psychic, and it gets pretty strange. You have to find somebody that can interpret for the kid and help the kid understand their experience and understand that their experience is different from their parents' experience and that it's okay. Obviously, people who are hearing voices and seeing things are having some experience. Are some of those real hallucinations, things that aren't there and are being created by brain chemistry and things? Probably. But a lot of those people are seeing real things that they don't understand, and certainly that psychiatry doesn't understand. Animals are also typically broadband. So if your dog is looking at something that you can't see and is barking and trying to protect you from it, you have a pretty good idea that there's something there. Of course, if you have a cat, they're typically going to play with whatever is there. So they're not incredibly helpful. But, you know, if they're looking off at the wall and batting at something and there's nothing there and they're making sounds as if they're having an interaction with a human being, you can be pretty sure something's in the house. So that was just a little introduction to a different way of understanding all of this stuff. It's just an expansion, an extension of our regular senses. And I have an interesting life because most of my senses have been extended and expanded, so I get information in a number of different ways. But our guest tonight has developed one particular sense in particular, and I'm very curious to hear her experience, how she got to where she is, and then we're going to experience one of those conversations. So that's tonight's Metaphysical Musing, and I want to introduce our guest, Stacey Kirschevall.
Hi, David. Hi, it's everybody.
Stace. So how are you tonight?
Very good. I was excited about coming on tonight and talking. I'm always excited to talk about my work or my play. It's not even work. It's play. It's wonderful.
Right, right. So when you do your elevator speech, when you do your real quick introduction to what you do, how do you explain it?
Basically, how I tell people is, actually, what I would like to say is I love your explanation about, you know, with the AM signal and the broadband signal. Basically, what I say is I work like with a satellite signal, and
yeah.
But same thing.
Yep.
And what happens is I get downloads, for those of you, you're all familiar with the computer, I get packets of information downloaded in the moment. And it's telepathic, and I'm the translator of it. Basically, I get a packet of information. It's not word for word. It's just a packet of information. And then I just translate. And that's it. And basically what I do is I connect with, we're all source energy. And it's just a matter of connecting with, plugging in, being aware. And I think the biggest thing is releasing the fear around it. That's a biggie.
Yeah, especially when you first start out.
Absolutely.
So what was that beginning like for you? When did that happen? And
well, I'm going to say back in the late 90s, I started reading the tarot. Well, I started studying the tarot. Let me put it to you that way. And I was having such a difficult time grasping the meaning of the cards and all of this. Eventually, I realized it was my own meanings I needed to put on them. And I did. I played with them. I worked with them. And I would do readings for friends. You know, I was amazed by how dead on I was. Because another thing, one of the things to get over is fear. The next thing to develop is trust in self. Trust what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I wasn't there yet. But with each reading I did, it was building and building and building. And then from there, I was invited to do readings for the general public. Well, talk about walking through a fear, because it was one thing to do it for friends, you know. It was fun. It was a game. But now, now I was taking on the responsibility of people coming to me and assisting in helping them make decisions that could quite possibly be life-altering. But I had developed enough comfort in my ability where I walked through the fear. And then I started getting messages from those who had passed over. And that was amazing. And it wasn't so much, I'm not so much clairaudient as I am clairvoyant, in that I have clear sight. I get all these mental images. Mm-hmm. And I'm also clairsentient. I get very clear feeling
right
on things. And then one day I was doing readings in this little coffee shop, and this man came over to me and invited my husband and I. He came over to my husband and I and invited us to this gathering. And we went, and it was the first time we had experienced channeling. Now, channeling, I thought what I was doing was channeling. I was bringing through messages from loved ones who had passed over, and that was my definition of channeling. But talk about expanded awareness.
Yep.
We went to this gathering, and here this woman, I spoke to her before she went into channel. I spoke to her, and a very bubbly, lovely woman. And then she went into channel, and all of this information that was coming through blew our minds. My husband and I were looking at each other like, what is this? Okay, about a week later, the man who had invited us to his home for this came to me, and he said, I would be channeling. And I was like, yeah, okay, right. First of all, well, you know what? And another thing, too, is to claim our worthiness. You see, at that point in time, I didn't feel I was worthy enough to channel angelic beings. Or you know, so there were several obstacles that I personally had to overcome. Fear, trust in self, and understanding that I was worthy of getting this information. So about a week later, we were at this man's house. And, well, actually, I should say, on the way there, my mouth started feeling funny. You know, like when you get Novocaine and your mouth gets numb? That's how I felt. In fact, I made a joke to my husband, not thinking anything of it. When we got to his home, we did this meditation, and I knew I was sitting down, but I couldn't feel the chair underneath me. But I was okay with that. But then I felt some palpitations. And I was thinking, uh-oh, something's wrong. Right away, right, we go to the negative. Uh-oh, something's wrong. And I felt the man touch my hand, and he said, "Stacy, do you have something to say to us?" And whoa, this information came out. And actually, the first person who channeled through me was Mother Mary. Now, this blew me away because I was not raised in a religion that deified her. I had no relationship with her, nothing like that. So I was thinking, why would she come through me? I don't even, you know. But her message, I couldn't deny how I felt. The love that came through was beautiful. And I had my eyes closed. And I remember I couldn't hold the energy for that long. When I opened up my eyes, everybody who was there was crying. And I was thinking, why is everybody crying? And then one by one, they talked about how touched they were and how they felt the energy move in before I even started speaking. And then the following week, well, then I was hooked, because the love, it's the vibration of love that comes through and that amplifies the love that's already within us. And this love got amplified. I was in love with the whole world for the next week. Like, I was in love with everybody. And then that following week went back, and I could feel this heart racing thing, but I realized, okay, it's just the energy heating my body up, and it was okay, I was all right. And this other group came through, and basically word for word, they said, we're the ones with many names. There are so many of us, it would be difficult to name us all. However, we speak as one collective voice, one collective thought. And from there, and they had another beautiful message of love and very empowering message. And then that was it. And then I still couldn't hold it for so long. And I found a dear friend, my dear friend Claudia Hinz, and she did some energy work on me with the EMF balancing technique. And that helped me to hold the energy. And she was very encouraging and showed me, introduced me to other channelers online. And I realized there was this whole other world where there were all these channelers, and I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And then it just took off from there. And then as the years have gone on, there's just been a very gentle meld. And other groups have come in and introduced themselves, like the professors. They came in and introduced themselves about a year ago. In fact, those are the ones we're going to speak with later on. But that's basically how it all happened. But in between, believe me, there was a lot of challenges that I set up for myself were, again, not so much the fear anymore, because I felt the energy, I knew it was safe. Plus, I also, as a little added bonus, I had asked Archangel Michael to act sort of as a bouncer, you know, kind of stand at the door and make sure only the highest vibrational beings come through. And I actually channeled Archangel Michael a couple of times, too, which mm-hmm. That's interesting energy as well. So I hope I answered your question, but that was my journey.
It's a fascinating journey, and I've heard theme and variations of similar things. So what you're describing is not what's called trance channeling.
No, I am a consciously aware channel. Right. I'm conscious at all times.
Right. So you're listening and translating.
Yes.
As opposed to somebody who allows a being to, in whatever way, speak through them. And their voice changes, their mannerisms change.
Well, that did happen to me in the beginning. Not that I went into trance, but my mannerisms would change. And you'll hear even when I go into channel later, there's a different mm-hmm. cadence. You hear my voice now, but there's a different cadence to the speech. And it's not because they're using my vocal cords or anything like that. I'm fully aware, fully conscious. I can come in and out of it at will. It doesn't matter. But what happens is, because of the vibration, sometimes my voice will change just a little bit mm-hmm. because there's a melding. There's a melding with my energy, their energy. There's a melding, and so it just sort of takes on a different vibration. That's all. But it's nothing. It's nothing spooky. Nothing like that at all.
We'll experience that in a little while, and that's part of what I'm excited about, because you've offered to bring more guests.
Yeah.
To channel the professors.
Yes.
which will be fascinating in any case. I'm sure they will have very fun stuff to say. But we will also have the lines open for callers to call in. So that people that have questions and would like to have the experience of having them answered by the professors will be able to do that. And we'll do that right after the break at half past the hour. But I'll give the number out now. Unfortunately, we only have one open line. So that means people – we typically have three, and there are phone problems in the studio. So if there's someone who has – called in, the other folks will get a busy signal and you just have to keep dialing. So the number that is operating is 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. And I'll give that again after the break when we do meet the professors. Stacy, tell people what kind of services you offer and how they can get in touch with you.
Thank you. I just drew a blank on my website. But if you put my name in, Stacy, and last name is Kershaval, K-E-R, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A-L. If you look me up, you can find my website. It's Radiant Sources at Web Starts or something. It's a new website, so I can't. I'm sorry. I don't have it right in front of me.
Right. If they go to thefarkasfiles.com, that link is going to be on there. So
there you go. Thank you, David. And basically, I offer one-on-one sessions with the professors, and sometimes the collective comes in. They're more of a celestial group, whereas the professors have lived Earth lives and they refer to themselves as ascendeds. That basically they've kind of been through all of their stuff here on Earth, and now they're ascended beings and won't be coming back into body, and they're a little, I call them, they're a little grittier, but because they've had the Earth experience, you know.
Right.
But I offer one-on-one sessions, and they're available via an internet program I have. People can connect with me through my website. Or they can call me at all my information actually is on the website.
Yeah.
They can contact me through my website, and yeah, I love it. The program that I use allows for video, and it allows for recording to go back to listen. I do phone sessions and, of course, in-person sessions. And I also facilitate a workshop with the I facilitate along with the professors an intensive. It's called the WTF Are You Waiting For? intensive. And that kind of gives you a little idea how the professors handle things. so that's it. And I love it. It's wonderful. And the interesting thing is, you know, just when I think, you know, I've learned everything even as far as what they have to say, I always learn something even during a client session. And it's really a wonderful thing.
Well, we'll meet the professors in a little while, and I'm very excited. And we actually have a caller already on the line waiting to talk to us. So that will happen right after the break.
Okay, David, if I can just interject very quickly as far as questions. If any of you call in to ask about a loved one who's passed over, the professors won't address that. And the only reason why is because they're coming from more of a world perspective, a planetary perspective. But your loved ones are safe. They're fine. I promise you, I've done hundreds of readings where I've connected with loved ones who have passed over. I have never, ever had one come through and say, oh, my God, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. All of your loved ones, I promise you, all of your loved ones are fine. They connect with you. So, but if I can suggest, ask a question, something having to do with your life course or something to that effect.
Well, we can introduce it again after the break. We're going to head there right now. We will be back in a few minutes with Stacy and the professors here on the Farkas Files on Empower Radio. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Okay.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha ha, I win. Wow! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember,
adopt. We're talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi. I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Now, back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back. And I'm always sitting here laughing at the public service announcements, especially Sassy. Oh, my goodness. So we're back with Stacey Kershaval. And are the professors here as well?
Yeah, I'm here with them now.
Uh-huh. Excellent. And we have Valerie from New Jersey on the line, and she's been waiting patiently. So, Valerie, are you there?
I am here.
Terrific.
Hello.
Hello. It's so good to hear you.
That's my daughter, my sweetie girl.
Okay, Mom, I didn't want to tell the whole world, but I guess we will. This was not planned, just so we know. I happened to be able to listen live, so... If we're ready for the question, I'll ask it now, unless you want me to hold off.
Well, actually, we would like to introduce ourselves. Good day to all of you. We are often asked why we say good day even when it's nighttime. Well, first of all, there's always daylight somewhere on your planet, and there's absolutely always daylight where we are. So good day to all of you. We are very excited always at every opportunity to have the chance to speak with you in this sort of a voice format. So absolutely, let's get on with the questions.
Okay, well, I know there's a lot of energies kind of being thrown around lately with the solstice coming in, and there was a lot of stuff going on with Venus recently. Mm. So I know that personally I've been feeling a little uneasy. Mm. And while discussing with friends and family, I find that most of those feelings are mirrored in others. So my question would be, do the professors have any advice on how to specific maybe exercises or mantras perhaps to help?
All right, let us put you up there. Let us get right to the point. The best thing that we can encourage all of you to do, first of all, you've been bombarded with energies. And many of you are feeling exhausted. Many of you are feeling irritable. And you're just feeling a general lack of energy. Now, you would think with all of this fire and sun energy that you've been experiencing, it would revitalize you, since the sun represents passion, fire represents passion, and what have you. But in this case, what is occurring with many of these solar events, whether it be the solar flares, you have the solar flares, you've had the Venus transit, which involved your sun, you've had the summer solstice, you had the solar eclipse. What is occurring with these phases is there's a lot of burning off of old energies, and there's a sort of reburning. You're all familiar with your computer systems, and when you burn in new information onto disks, this is what's occurring deep within your cellular structure at the moment. There are new encodings for the new human being, because the planet is ascending in vibration, as are all of humanity. Is ascending along with your planet into a higher vibration. This has never been done before in the history of humanity. And so you've had all of this support come in by the way of all of this solar activity. Now, what's happening is some of the crap that humanity has held on to for eons and eons is getting burned off. And you're seeing that in the macrocosm at the moment, where you're seeing upheavals of the systems, and you're seeing revolts of the people, and you're seeing tempers flaring in the Middle East, and you're going to see some more of this as your year 2012 continues. But also, what's occurring is while the old is getting burned off, sort of this old energy is getting burned off, you're also getting new encodings burned literally within your cellular structures. So what is occurring is your body vehicle is sort of, because of its density, and we're sort of saying that also tongue-in-cheek, how your body is a little dense, ha-ha, it's sort of all of these solar activities are taking its toll on your bodies. And it's taking its toll on your emotions. It's affecting. And also, Stacy is calling to mind in the introduction of this radio broadcast how Dear David had mentioned that we're trying to find the words.
What was it?
Well, never mind. We'll get back to it. But what is occurring here now is your bodies are sort of taking the hit. And the best advice, the best thing that we can say to you is to breathe. Now, we're not talking about the automatic breathing that your body does. This is just something, an automatic thing. What we would say to you is encourage you to just take a few deep breaths, because as the human body breathes, you are not just breathing in oxygen. You are breathing in an etheric life force that is always available to you. And you are bringing more of the essence of you into your bodies during this time. And the body, again, is a little slower in catching up because of its density. And so you're going to feel a lot of this. This tiredness, this irritability, this impatience, and listlessness. This is. But it's breaking. Give it another 21 days, and you're going to start in with from now between the next 21 days. You're all going to rebalance that and come to a better place. In fact, some of you are already feeling a little bit lighter. and you're starting to get your energy back, your passion back. None of you are doing anything wrong, and there are no mantras to recite. There's, unless it brings you comfort, but it's really not necessary. And we encourage the breathing, the conscious breathing, just a few moments of conscious breathing, bringing yourselves back to your center, bringing yourselves into body. This is another thing. And we make this a theme, encouraging everyone to remain in their bodies. You see, you sort of, you've always had this this slight reaction whenever crap showed up in your life. You sort of, the essence of you would sort of leave the body. A little bit of the essence of you would leave the body. And you know when you've left your body, when you're bumping into walls, dropping things, can't remember your thoughts, things like that. So this has been sort of a thing, a survival thing throughout the eons that many of you beings have done, where you've left your bodies. As soon as there was some sort of trouble that came along or something you just didn't want to deal with. But we encourage all of you, especially now as these encodings are being rewritten and going deep within the cellular structure of your actual physical bodies, we would encourage you to take those breaths, bring yourself back in. That's another purpose of taking the deep breaths. In fact, we would encourage all of you in this moment, take a nice deep breath with us. Just one nice deep breath. When you find yourselves feeling a little where you have no energy or you're feeling annoyed, irritated, what have you, take a nice deep breath. That's the best advice. In fact, it is Hippocrates, who is part of our group, who is passing us the note, so to speak, and saying, yes, yes, if he could go back and restudy the human body as Hippocrates, he would study especially the largest organ of the body, which is your skin. Allow picture each of your pores, each as tiny lungs, and when you're breathing in, breathe in through your whole being. And we promise you, this will indeed help to lessen some of the effects of all of this solar activity. And mind you, this is not coming in, all of this activity, all of this energy isn't coming in to be your enemy. It's actually all coming in as a support for you. So breathe in that support.
Thank you so much. I just want to say to the professor specifically, thank you so much for finding your way through an individual who is willing to help share, because this is an amazing time in history, and I think all of us should be real thankful
indeed
that we're able to
indeed
experience
indeed
it.
Dear one, next
thank
question.
You very much.
Well, let's see if we can get another caller. Are you all set, Valerie?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, terrific. The number is 248-809-3475, 248-809-3475, and as soon as Valerie clears the line, someone else can call in. Meanwhile, great to meet the professors.
Indeed, David. Thank you very much for the opportunity. You are providing such an amazing energetic space, and you have moved into your role as conscious teacher in remarkable ways. You are very much to be applauded, and for stepping out and putting yourself on the world stage. We understand for many of you this is a difficult thing for you to do, but you have even walked, we know Stacy earlier spoke about walking through her fears, but we applaud you for walking through whatever fears that you had, whatever challenges you had, dear David, in order to provide this sort of platform to help others remember what their natural abilities are.
Well, thank you. I try to find interesting people with an interesting story so that people can learn from it. We have another caller. We
Indeed.
Have Janet from San Francisco. Hi, Janet.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for calling. What's your question to the professors?
My question is, what am I putting in my way of creating romantic partnerships?
Did we hear this clearly? What are you putting in your way in the way of romantic partnership?
Yes.
Actually, it's nothing that you yourself are doing. Understand, what is occurring with many of you in anything, and not just romantic relationships, it's everything in your life. What's happening with many of you is you think that your past lives are very neatly lined up behind you, and they are in the past, but they're not. They are running, we prefer to refer to them as concurrent lives, because they are running at the same time as this now life is occurring. So what happens is many of you, as you are ascending, where there's a great ascension process that is occurring on the planet at the moment. Your planet is ascending. You are ascending along in you are ascending along with your planet in vibration. And what is happening as you are going through this? You are integrating every aspect of you that is running in these concurrent lives. So, some of which we can liken them to programs that are running in the background, sort of hidden in the background, and sort of seems to slow down, or you see it as slowing down your progress in certain areas of life. Now, you are not consciously putting any blocks there, but what we would say, what we would encourage you, is to come to the fullest love of self. You are not damaged. There is nothing wrong with you. We are hearing some feedback, and this is a bit of a distraction. But
you have something on in the background, Janet.
We would say to you, to come to the full. First of all, you are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. You are not doing anything wrong. You are perfect as you are. Can you own that? Until you can own that for yourself. You will always, and on an unconscious level, create certain situations that will back up what you feel. However, we do feel that, and we hate to use this word work, but we can see that you have done the work, so to speak, on yourself. But a lot of this is just now what you're doing is you're integrating all of these different aspects of yourself. There are no blocks there to love for you. We assure you, there are no blocks to love there. You are not creating blocks. There is sometimes that we can see that there is some resistance. Now, you would say, no, but I want love. I want this partnership. Well, sometimes resistance comes in the way of wanting it so badly where that's the only thing that you can focus on. And that also creates some sort of resistance because you're pushing it. You're pushing for it. When you come to a neutral space of saying, I am happy just the way I am. I love myself. I love my life. I would like a partner, and I know this partner is coming. In fact, you have the potential of several partners. You have the potential for several newer partnerships to come in. Let us put it this way to you: your potentials are limitless in any area of your life. But sometimes when you're wanting something so bad, or if you just even think, in fact, we're working with you now to clear the unconscious thought of "I'm broken, I need to be fixed." We are clearing some of that for you now, even though we appear to just be sitting here with Stacy, we are energetically with each and every one of you who are here listening, and we will be with each and every one of those who will listen to the recording of this. So we are working with sort of just not unblocking, but sort of realigning some of the energetic flow with you. It's there for you. It's just a matter of you breathing it in. And whatever things that you perceive as a block in your creating of whatever it is that you want, let us say to you right in this moment, there's been a hole blown right through it. So breathe that in, dear one. Breathe it in. Breathe it in.
There you go. Good to hear your voice, Janet.
You too,
thank you,
David,
for the question, dear one. Thank you. You two are also doing a wonderful job. And again, we don't like to use that word work, but you have worked so hard on yourself and in this ascent, this thing you call ascension. And we promise you, it's going to the payday is right here. It's right here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear one. Thank you.
Good night, Janet.
Next question.
So, anybody else who would like to call in? It's 248-809-3475. We have time for one more question, if it isn't too long.
We are thoroughly enjoying this.
I get it. I understand that you are, and at some point when we can just talk, I will enjoy having a conversation with you guys.
Indeed, David. Indeed. But we don't belong to Stacy. Understand this. We don't belong to Stacy. We partner with her, but we are available to each and every one of you. You simply give the conscious intent to, it's sort of like dialing the phone, only quicker. We're on speed dial, so to speak. All you need to do is say, professors, where are you? And we're there. You'll feel us more coming. You'll feel a vibration going sort of up your spine.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to fear. You can see we love you dearly. We seek only to empower. We seek only your highest good. If we say something to you that you don't like, dismiss it. Anything, if we have said, if nothing resonates with you this evening, leave it. If some things resonate with you, take it. If none of it resonates, leave it. You are sovereign beings. You are sovereign over your own truth. And this is another thing that we would like to add. Just because non-physical beings are speaking to you or you connect with angels and guides, what have you, it does not mean that we always have the best answers for you. You are the one who has the best answers for you, sovereign beings. You are sovereign over your own truth. And just because non-physical ascended beings speak to you does not mean that you must take it. You are sovereign. Of course, we would appreciate, and it would serve you greatly if you did, but you are sovereign over your own truth.
We can make mistakes, but you might say, I told you so.
Oh, we would definitely say we told you so, but it would be said with love.
Yeah, I get that. Well, we have one more caller, and we're going to have to make this a very short answer because we're running out of time.
Indeed.
We have Lena from Chicago. Hi, Lena.
Hello. Hi. I figured I'd try giving a call and see what happens, and looks
there
like I'm
go.
Here. So I was wondering, and I don't have my volume on, so there's no interference, so I can't hear anything else that's going on right now. But I was wondering, I've been in this space right now where I feel like everything is coming together. It's like everything I've been wanting, everything that I've been working for, all these opportunities that are coming forth are just there. And then the challenge that I'm facing is that I'll go into a physical space that was maybe part of my past where I was attracting different things. And I feel like I'm getting kind of like a cosmic whiplash. I just feel like so unsettled, like my whole vibration is off. And I just feel like I'll get anxiety or so on, like I'm just in an entirely different, it's just an uncomfortable space. And I was wondering if the professors could talk about that at all.
Indeed. First of all, you're not doing anything wrong. It's not that you've gone into any space you shouldn't be in. You're always exactly where you need to be, exactly where you need to be there. Even in the shit. Even when you're going through the crap, you are always exactly where you need to be. Now, some of what you're feeling really has nothing to do with you. You are consciously aware of energy. You are very in tune. You have an extended ability. And basically what you're picking up are the vibrations that are around you. It really has nothing to do with you. You are not attracting any of this. You're not in these spaces where you shouldn't be. There are, for some of you, and we're going to address, we love that you say you're in the flow and everything is going wonderful for you, because this is what's occurring now. You're going in the flow. But there will still be, until the next 21-day cycle, so to speak, we would say you're still going to come up with minor stones or pebbles that you're going to have to kick out of the way. And that's what some of this is, where you are now. It's just sort of coming to the surface to show you that you can be comfortable wherever you are. It's just the last bit, the last residual of you burning off, how can we say this? It's sort of you just burning off the last of the discomfort of some of this integration of some of these concurrent lives. That's all it is. It's going to be a very temporary situation, some of this that you feel.
Okay.
You have all of the tools, you know to breathe. You're such a master, dear one. You really are such a master. And this is really just a pebble to be kicked out of the way. Really, it's nothing for you to do anyway. It's just be with it. And the flow, even in this area of which you speak, in this thing you call challenge, it really isn't. It's just sort of... the flow is just moving a little slower, but it's not because you're doing anything wrong, or it's just the way the energy is going at the moment. But you're fine where you are.
Okay.
It will be cleared up immediately. It's something that will be cleared. It's okay. Really of no... We're sorry, we're not meaning to poo-poo this, but it really is inconsequential.
No, and it actually does make sense, because even I was going to ask, so what can I do in the moment, and that I'm feeling it, and right at that time, out of your mouth, is coming the word breathe, and it's like, yeah, that's of course, that's the perfect answer.
Indeed.
That's exactly
absolutely
what I need to do.
You're
just
a
breathe,
master, you have all
it.
The tools, you know what to do.
Lena, thanks so much for your call. We're running out of time. So, professors, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David. Thank you, all dear ones out there, and those who will listen in. We are embedding an energetic within this communication, so that even if you go back to revisit this communication in the archives, or for those of you who will who in the future, what you would in the thing that you call future, mm-hmm. would come back and listen, we are embedding an energetic within this communication. We would suggest taking a lot of deep breaths. It's never about the words we speak, it's always about the energy. And
yep.
We are absolutely embedding an energetic within this communication that will be available for eons to come.
Thank you so much. And let me thank Stacy also. I know you're in there.
David, they're good, right?
They're great.
We have to
have a conversation with them offline.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's make a date. Absolutely.
All righty. So, again, this is Stacy Kirschevall, and you can find a link to her website on thefarkasfiles.com. And find all their contact information there. Thank you again so much. We will talk some more.
Thank you.
If people would like information about my work, you can find that at househealing.com. And cleverly hiding on the contact tab is every conceivable way to get to me with any kind of technology. Plus, there's a link to my online scheduling calendar. I do a free 20-minute assessment and reading, so you can tell what's going on with you and whether my work will be helpful. And you can just go to the link and set up an appointment. It'll send me an email, and we will not have to do phone tag. How cool is that? So, yeah, I'm constantly amazed at the wonderful time that I have on this show. Next week's guest is Amethyst Wildfire, whose list of skills and the things she does is very, very long, so I won't even try to read it. But she is somebody that I've met in person briefly and will be a fascinating guest, so don't miss next week's show.
So until next week, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere, here on Empower Radio. See you next Thursday.